Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the good words book by Rick Randall.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on in to Friday the 13th, March 13th, 2026 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to get a comment into the show, please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. Also, please don't send me any links to videos or long stories during the show. You can send those to me after 12 noon, anytime, any day, 7 days a week, even on the weekends. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information. We had a history lesson in the second hour with Pastor Chatfield from 10 to 11. We have some candidates coming on the show this morning. We're going to have a good, great, fantastic Friday. Sheriff Mike Bouchard, media, and basically, we had a person who drove his vehicle through the front doors of a synagogue and tried to shoot some kids. Didn't work out so well for him. Thank God. Now, we do have some technical difficulties interrupting our signal this morning. High winds here at the studio and well as the transmitter site. So we will do the best we can to get the show in today. But these high winds are just massive where I'm at and also at the transmitter. But basically, the shooter drove the vehicle through the doors of the school and was immediately confronted by on-scene hired security. Security guard come with his handgun pulled and killed the driver. Why don't we have armed guards in every single school in the state of Michigan? Basically prevented the guy from doing any more damage than he already did to the school. And thank God, no kids, no staff, nobody was shot. nobody was hurt except for the security guard. The guy's vehicle rammed into him, ended up getting unconscious, taken to the hospital. He's going to be fine. This is the kind of security that's needed at every school. There's retired military, there's retired police, law enforcement folks in every community in our state. I guarantee it. Trained with firearms, capable of protecting the school grounds, the building, the kids, the staff, or staff people already in the schools. Whether it be principals, whether it be teachers, whether it be janitors, coaches of teams, whatever, it can be done. Absolutely. Thank you. And things are okay. So greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. We're going to take a short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I've defeated the current Attorney General by actually representing the 2020 Trump alternate electors. It's time to end the lawfare here in our great state, and no more ever using the law as a weapon against patriots. Delegates, back me at the March Endorsement Convention to reclaim justice and to make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Come see the Harbor Springs Outdoors Club Gun Show, Friday, March 13th from 3 to 7 p.m. and Saturday, March 14th from 9 to 5 p.m. Plenty of vendors and lunch will be available. This Don't Miss Gun Show will be at the VFW Post 2051 located at 599 West Conway Road in Harbor Springs. Tickets are $8 at the door. Children are free. For more information, call Tim at 231-838-8054. See you there.
morning, Justin.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Nope.
Yeah, you there?
Studio.
Randy, how you doing? Good morning.
I'm good.
Sounds like you're having some technical difficulties over there.
Justin, go ahead and terminate the call.
All right.
We'll see if we can get this restored. Okay, buddy. Hey, everybody. I apologize for the technical difficulties. We're experiencing very high winds here at the location I'm at and also out at the transmitter site. So we'll try to reconnect here with Justin Michael, see if we can make this work better. Hopefully you're hearing me okay. Send me a text message if you can. Let me know you got me back. Greatly appreciate that. Yeah, that connection just went totally bad right when I added Justin into the show. So let's see if this works. Okay, looks like it's calling now.
How are you?
I'm good, buddy. I apologize. We got very high winds here at my location and high winds at the transmitter site. So we'll try to get through the interview as best we can. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning. Good to hear from you.
Yes, sir. Hey, Justin, as a military man, a veteran, Army guy, what's your overall takeaway for what's going on with this this epic fury mission that's currently happening over in Iran with Israel and the United States? What's your takeaway from everything?
Well, what I've been telling, this is a question that comes up a lot. Just got done doing three forums in the UP. This question comes up, and one of the things that we have to look at is the narrative of national security. And for me personally, I put my faith and trust in the government telling me that this is about national security. Now, over time, we always say the truth comes out in the end. If it's not about national security, we're going to eventually figure that out and the narrative will change. But right now, the government has come out and said that these strikes and actions are in our best interest because of national defense and national security. So I'm going to take their word for that. We're going to move forward. But historically, the United States, if that narrative changes and it turns into a regime change or a long-term conflict, obviously there's going to be some issues. And those issues tend that the United States isn't very good at regime change. We don't have a very good historical record of bringing in regimes that become pro-American or pro-Western. The other fact that we have to look at is there's been conflict in this region for thousands of years. So the idea that we're going to come in and put a stop to that conflict, I think, is a bit premature, maybe a little bit naive. And then on the backside of that, these people have been screaming death to America for the better part of 40 years at the opening of every one of their political engagements. And I don't think you change that narrative necessarily by trying to eliminate the heads of their regime. And so it's a significant concern. You know, war typically is determined by a few factors in terms of the American constituent perspective, right? What's the cost of the war, the dollar amount? What's the cost of human life is the other factor. And then what's the impact that it has on the economy? And right now, you know, it's the early stages. People are concerned. They're definitely looking at the impact that oil and gas prices being on the rise are doing to, you know, their monthly budgets or daily budgets for some, especially contractors that are out there that are putting diesel fuel in their excavators, you know, or their big rigs. It's getting really expensive on their end. But, and we've had some loss of human life, you know, the heroes, the American soldiers that are out there defending our freedoms. And we're looking at this from a geopolitical fallout of the cost. And you're saying, you know, we're spending roughly $1 billion a day. And so, you know, those factors are going to start weighing over time. We hope that we can get in and get out and get them back to the table for negotiations on how to figure out diplomacy. But I am hesitant to think that that's going to be a short-lived process. Just historically, you know, the region has been in turmoil. And I don't know, although I hope and I'm hopeful, I don't know that that's going to be an easy transition for us.
Well, you definitely outlined all the potential concerns, obviously. Do you have any hope, though, that maybe perhaps this could be absolutely going forward years from now, look back in history and prove that maybe perhaps this changed the Middle East, this changed Iran's direction in cooperating with the United States and their neighbors in the Middle East
Well, can you hear me okay? Cut off just a little bit. Okay. So when you say that, this war has unequivocally changed the Middle East. Even if it was to stop today, it's changing the function of the Middle East, mainly because there's been some infrastructure damage that has taken place with oil refineries and in the Straits of Hormuz, which is going to impact the distribution or supply chain of oil. That's first and foremost. I mean, right now we've taken about 20 million barrels of oil off the market a day, and that's going to have some significant changes in how oil is distributed for a while. The next factor we have to look at is people think because Iran is in the Middle East that they're close to their neighbors. But people often forget that they're not part of the Arab states. They're not Arab. They're a completely different culture. They speak a completely different language. So to think that they're all going to just sit around and sing Kumbaya together, it's not in Iran's interest to adapt or accept any of the Arab world's concepts or ideologies. Yes, they have the same religion, but they're completely different in terms of their culture. So I think that's always going to be a hindrance. They've always wanted to be separate and independent from those states. And I don't think those states have the strength or ability, even militarily, but diplomatically, to come together and sit at the table and all be on the same page. It's just not beneficial for Iran, given the fact that Iran has the second largest oil reserves and the third largest natural gas reserves in the world. Iran's a huge play right now for a lot of countries, especially China, because they've been providing China access to the resources that they need, especially fuel in terms of oil, on the Chinese yuan. So they've, because of the sanctions that the United States put on Iran and taking them out of the SWIFT system, they have been trading in currency with the Chinese for years, and the Chinese rely heavily on Iran. So this system being shut down is definitely going to impact on a geopolitical scale and resource scale of multiple countries, and even some in the European Union. It's going to be a significant disruptor, and I think that disruption is going to have implications years down the road. So to your point, yes, this war right now, even if it stops today, is going to have long-term implications, but as it continues to go on, it's going to change the landscape in the Middle East.
Absolutely. And I think the other thing you nailed is impacting China's ability to purchase oil from Iran. President Trump's going to be meeting with President Xi later this month, And I think that might make that meeting even more interesting.
Well, we're not just in a physical war. We're also in an economic war, too. And people struggle to understand that. The United States dollar is the reserve currency for the world and has been since the 70s. And one of the factors is there's been a lot of pressure from other nations to trade outside of that currency. So anytime you need precious metals or any type of commodities like oil, you take your currency, exchange it into U.S. dollars, and purchase off of the commodities exchange. And BRICS, which is a development of countries that want trade agreements, want to trade outside of that. And they specifically target countries that have been affected by tariffs or by sanctions from the United States. And that group of commerce is growing and expanding. Even countries within the Middle East that are our allies are starting to transition to that because they see a investment opportunity. But a lot of countries are de-dollarizing. And essentially what that means is they're getting rid of dollars as assets because they're starting to see that there's some concern of whether or not the U.S. is going to be able to pay its debt long term, or there's concern that the U.S. is going to continue to weaponize the dollar. And people they don't want to be engaged in that. They want to make sure that they have safe havens outside of the U.S. dollar should that happen, should they be a target of one of these attacks. So right now we're at war with China because China has probably the strongest currency against the U.S. dollar. They've been pushing to be a reserve currency. And Iran's right in the center of that because if they want to create a petrol yuan or petrol yuan versus a petrol dollar, Iran's going to be the supply of that currency base. And so this is a war about national security, but it has significant financial implications on a global scale in terms of currency manipulation. And our dollar has been on the decline. We lost 20% of our currency value globally, which obviously hurt our buying power from an international perspective. Now, there's people in economics that will say it's good to have a weak dollar because people want to pay into that or they want to buy. It's called direct foreign investment or foreign direct investment, where they'll bring money from overseas into the United States. But that money hasn't been flowing as much as it historically has in the past. And it's causing our dollar to continue to lose value against other currencies like the euro or the Swiss franc or, you know. So we're in a situation now where this is not only geopolitical, it's economic. And I think that impact on China and the United States, hopefully the United States comes out ahead on this, but it's going to be a long road economically.
Yeah. Well, everything is challenging, but, you know, I personally applaud President Trump, because this has been going on for far too long. We had to confront it. We had to deal with it. I think the coalition with Israel and even other European nations now getting into the mix. Today, this morning, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth said on Fox, and the General Kane confirmed it, this is going to be the biggest, most kinetic amount of, you know, hits that they're going to do today. And hopefully this might be the final thing that breaks the camel's back and maybe stops the military operations and diplomacy can kick in. Final thoughts and your website. I want to make sure we get that in for people to check you out online.
Well, I hope that we're successful and we're doing the right thing.